This is your listening comprehension test. Task 1. Voice messages. Listen to 2 voice messages. While listening, complete the table below in 1 to 5 words or in numbers. You will hear the recording twice. You now have some time to look at the task. The recording starts now. Voice message 1.
Hello, Jenny. Tom speaking. I'd like to invite you to my birthday party. Let's celebrate together and have fun. We're going to meet in the garden behind my house on Saturday at 3 p.m. I hope you can come. Let me know before Friday, please. Looking forward to seeing you. Bye.
Voice message 2.
Hi, Jenny. It's me, Sarah. The people from the bowling center called and left a message on my phone. They found a backpack after your birthday party there yesterday. It isn't mine, but didn't you have one with you? If you're missing your backpack, give them a call before 5 o'clock. Oh, I forgot. Their telephone number is 0117 703 048. Hope you get this message in time. See you tomorrow.
Voice message 1.
Hello, Jenny. Tom speaking. I'd like to invite you to my birthday party. Let's celebrate together and have fun. We're going to meet in the garden behind my house on Saturday at 3 p.m. I hope you can come. Let me know before Friday, please. Looking forward to seeing you. Bye.
Voice message 2.
Hi, Jenny. It's me, Sarah. The people from the bowling center called and left a message on my phone. They found a backpack after your birthday party there yesterday. It isn't mine, but didn't you have one with you? If you're missing your backpack, give them a call before 5 o'clock. Oh, I forgot. Their telephone number is 0117 703 048. Hope you get this message in time. See you tomorrow.
That is the end of this task. Task 2. Pupils. Listen to Mrs. Smith speaking about the pupils in her class. While listening, match the pupils' names to one of the pictures, A to I. There are 3 more pictures than you need. You will hear the recording once only. You now have some time to look at the task. The recording starts now.
Peter's got short and curly dark hair. He's the tallest boy in class and likes tennis. Unfortunately, his marks aren't very good. Alyssa has got long brown hair. She's Peter's best friend. She's a very beautiful girl and always wears colourful dresses. In her free time, she plays the violin. Emily is a nice girl. She's very short and has got long dark hair. She always wears glasses because her eyesight isn't very good. She likes art. Her pictures are fantastic. Chloe is so cute with her freckles and her short blonde hair. Her hobby is playing hockey. She's also good at maths and often helps other students with their homework. Jordan usually wears a t-shirt and a cap. He's very good at sport, and last year he became captain of the school rugby team. He looks very happy because his team won the last rugby match. Harry is the quietest boy in class. He's very shy. He loves reading. He always brings his favourite book to school. He has fair hair and is not very athletic.
That is the end of this task. Task 3. Moving to Wales. Listen to the following dialogue between Carol and her best friend Luke. While listening, tick the correct statements. You will hear the recording twice. You now have some time to look at the task. The recording starts now.
What's wrong, Luke? You look very sad, and you didn't come to the sports club yesterday.
I'm sorry. I was at home with my family. Dad told us that he has a new job in Wales.
Hey, that's cool. For your dad.
No, it's not cool. It's terrible. We are going to live in a small village, and I'll lose all my friends.
Oh, no. When is your family moving there?
This summer. But I don't want to live in Wales.
How does your mother feel about it?
She is happy. We'll have a new house with a garden. She loves working in the garden. But what can I do? I won't have my sports club or any of my friends at my new school.
Maybe the new school won't be so bad and you can make new friends. But don't forget me. I'm your best friend.
Yes, you are. I feel terrible.
We can text each other or Skype every day.
Yes, let's do that.
Hey, I've got an idea. Maybe I can come and visit you in Wales during our summer holiday. Can you ask your parents?
Yes, of course. I'll ask them this afternoon. Let's go now, or we will be late for our lesson.